With a lifetime spent in the design, arts and publishing industries, acclaimed typographer and designer Mark Gowing could put a slash solo artist onto his Wikipedia page if he so desires. His new exhibition is called This One Is a Song. It's his solo art debut. It's happening at the Damien Minton Presents Gallery in Surry Hills. With his connection to publishing, art and written text, Mark sees books as artifacts and containers of language, and his new body of work represents just that, utilising book covers and pages in place of the canvas with bold geometric artworks that reveal visual rhythms or structures of language. The exhibition opens tomorrow, runs till the 26th of July, and joining us now, aforementioned artist Mark Gowing. Morning, Mark, how are you?
Morning, Danny. Good, thank you.
Congratulations on the new exhibition.
Oh, thanks very much.
What was the inspiration for this one?
This one is kind of an accumulation of a lifetime of learning. Well, it's been an evolution over the last while, I guess, and I've just been heading toward it for quite some years. So it's really an accumulated sort of energy that I've been heading at, and now I'm finally put it all together.
This is great stuff. What can we expect to see at the exhibition? I've tried to give it a bit of a description, but obviously sort of trying to express the visual arts through an audio medium is sometimes fraught with peril.
It is fraught with peril. I'm finding that as well. Hard to discuss. The work is kind of, I guess, fields of frequency and rhythm at first glance anyway.
Yeah.
Very simple shapes, very simple forms, circles, oblongs, things like that. But then they kind of come together as these greater fields of rhythms and, as I said, frequencies that kind of buzz and pop a little bit.
There is a rhythm throughout all of these artworks, just looking at them online. And I understand you sort of use like book covers and pages of books as your canvas. How do you go about finding the books that you feel are specific to your needs as an artist?
Well, like you said, I've spent a long time in publishing and associated media, and I do have quite a library as a result, and I kind of know that world pretty well. I know what books are around and I know what I like. And so I've been pillaging my own library for some of it, sort of cutting up my own books and destroying them, which is weirdly cathartic and sad at the same time. But I also, I get around to the bookstores and I end up at Gould's up the road, you know, in Newtown, and digging for things. And then inevitably, as everyone does, I end up on the internet sourcing them. But it's often because I need, I might need 20 copies of the same book. And so I'll be sourcing it from all over the world.
Was it a natural transition to go from sort of publishing and typography and all of that into the visual arts?
Yeah, it has been very natural. As I said, it's been an evolution for me. And so it's something that's been there in me for a lot of years, maybe 20 years. And I've been tinkering with and heading toward. My work has been evolving in this direction, and I've been having to manage how that doesn't evolve in order to do a job. But now that I'm not doing those jobs, I can let the evolution run. I can kind of cut loose, if you like, and go where it's naturally headed. It's all been a byproduct of an accumulated life, I guess. Like everything that I've been working on for a long time is sort of pushing in this direction now.
And speaking of the things you've been working on, you have a typography company called The Letters, which you founded. You're the director of it, and you created the custom typeface for ArtSpace.
Yeah, I did. The letters is where my fonts go.
Fonts are art, right?
Fonts are a kind of art. Yeah, I mean, I think they are. A lot of people would argue they're not, but I think making type is an art form. Like, it's essentially processing how we communicate with each other.
Yeah.
And that, you know, there's a lot of history there. You're digging into time when you're digging into type. It's kind of a beautiful thing to do, really.
Is there still sort of much room to go there in the world of fonts? It seems like there's new fonts coming everywhere, and there's sort of like subtle changes in existing fonts that take them to next levels. Where's the future of fonts?
If I knew where the future of fonts was, I could bank on it, right?
Yeah, true.
No, I think there's a lot of always room to move. There will always be, because fonts essentially they're the tone in which we talk to each other. And so as culture moves and culture changes, then inevitably type has to change with it.
Yeah.
So it's always reflecting where we're up to as a society.
Now, the exhibition starts tomorrow at Damien Minton Presents Gallery in Surry Hills, running until the 26th of July. Are you feeling any nerves here on the eve of the exhibition? Are you experiencing sort of any different emotions there with your art than you would for your usual work?
Yeah, it's weird. I'm feeling deep, deep anxiety today.
I'm glad I could bring it up. Thanks.
It's nervy. Yeah. It's a very, very different experience to my other work, which is great. I'm really relishing that.
Good. And what's next? What's going to be the next arrow that you're going to have in your quiver?
I intend to just try to develop an art, keep developing my art practice. Sorry. There's no more arrows. I just want the arrow to be sharper.
That's a good way of looking at it. I really do love your artwork. Looking at it there, and I don't know if this sort of fits in with sort of what you things you're trying to do with it. You would have been a person that would have looked at what waveforms, audio waveforms look like and how they've got a certain rhythm about them.
Yeah, of course.
I'm getting a bit of that sort of vibe from your artwork as well as tons of other influences and awesomeness.
Thank you.
Yes, because I did mean that as a compliment. I don't bring people onto this show to disparage them.
You don't throw those words around loosely, do you?
No, I don't, even though I did do the whole, so you're nervous, mate? I shouldn't have done that to you. I do really appreciate your time. I'll put all the details for this up on the website. But to find out more about Mark Gowing's debut exhibition called This One Is a Song, happening at the Damien Minton Presents Gallery, go to damienmintonpresents.com. Mark Gowing, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you, Danny.